Ron, we talked a couple of weeks ago, and at that time, not a lot of insect activity going on, and your comment at the time was because we didn't have any crop planted. But that's changed.
Well, that definitely has. Corn finally is coming out of the ground, and actually wheat is still around, and there's an issue with wheat, too.
So what insect activity should we be thinking about right now?
Well, the two things that jump out at us right now that we're trying to I'll let the growers know about is in corn, it's a black cutworm. We're not saying that the cutworm is going to be any worse than any other year. It's just that, you know, part of our treatment of the cutworm larvae is based on the size of the corn. The taller the corn, the less damage you're going to receive from it. Well, because the corn is so small right now, it doesn't take a very, very, you know, large cutworm larva to actually damage it, and the smaller the corn, the more corn plants a larva can actually damage. So with the small size of the corn, you have to be a little bit more careful with the cutworm.
So what threshold should we be thinking about when it comes to the cutworm?
Usually what we do is we talk about when the plants are relatively small in size, and there's at least 3% of the plants being cut and the larvae are still small. Well, right now, all the corn is real small. So, you know, we have to be real conservative on doing that. You know, if you get anywhere close to that, you know, threshold where you're starting to see, you know, 1 or 2% even cut and the corn's really small, you have to start, you know, thinking a little bit more about what to, you know, if you should do anything. Normally at this time of year, you know, we'd be talking about corn that was already, you know, 3 or 4, you know, 5 good leaves, you know, tall, depending upon the planting. But right now, most of that corn is just really small.
So other than cutworm, what other insect activity should we be aware of?
Well, the one thing, the new one that has come to our attention this week is in wheat. And obviously the wheat's been around since the fall, but that's a cereal leaf beetle. This is an insect that, you know, 20, 30 years ago wasn't much of a problem because we actually had some good biocontrol with it with the parasitoid. Well, that parasitoid is not working very well anymore, and we start seeing this a little bit more. Well, I've had a couple of calls coming from consultants that they're having fields that had actually had a lot of adult cereal leaf beetles, and now they're starting to see larvae in significant numbers. And with that, the threshold's only about one larva per head of wheat or main stem. So, you know, fields are starting to approach that right now. And, you know, the one thing we want to point out to growers is we used to have a threshold of about 2, you know, over 2 per stem. Well, we reduced that a couple of years ago, and now it's only 1. And again, because of the price of wheat, you know, being a lot higher, you know, we want to be conservative there too, and not let much of that flag leaf get consumed by that cereal leaf beetle.
Well, it might be a holiday weekend, but still a pretty good opportunity to be out and doing some scouting.
Yeah, one of the things we always say, the insects, they don't take this holiday.